I'd like to welcome Bob Ashley to our meeting for the first time.
Thank you.
And would you like to give us the roll call, please?
Okay. Dave Clemson.
Present.
Tom Gideon.
Present.
Bob Hanselon.
Present.
Jack Johnston. And he did call to say he wouldn't be here. David Nelson.
Here.
And we do have a quorum.
All right. Would you give us the explanation of the procedures tonight?
Okay. Today's Board of Adjustment meeting is held to hear appeal or variance requests on decisions made by the Taney County Planning Commission. The Board of Adjustment meeting is governed by the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Public hearings are held on each request or appeal, which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission. I would like at this time to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report for each request will be read to the board, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you would like to comment, you must sign the sign-in sheet up front here, which is provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairperson. Anyone who wishes to speak either for or against any case to be heard today must be sworn in.
Thank you. And Bob, would you give us the governing statutes?
The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partly, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken.
Thank you very much. And tonight we have a case that was postponed from last fall, case number 1006 from Lucinda Hinkson. Is she here?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you give us a staff report, Bob?
Yes. This is a public hearing for Lucinda Hinkson. This property is located at 203 Starview Drive. It's lot 89 of Forest Park Estates, Phase 2 in the Branson Township, Section 26, Township 23, Range 22. The applicant, Lucinda Hinkson, is requesting a variance from Table 1, which is setbacks, of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicant is requesting a variance of 5 feet from the north property line in order to place a cover over the existing recreational vehicle. The history on this, the setback variance, as you'd mentioned earlier, this request was originally scheduled to be heard by the Taney County Board of Adjustment on October 20th, 2010. Per the provisions of Article 13B of the Board of Adjustment bylaws, the applicant requested a one-time continuance of the hearing until today's date. Just a general description, the subject property is a 45-foot by 70-foot RV space. It contains 3,150 square feet. In review, this site consists of an RV, patio structure, and storage shed. Per the provisions of Table 1 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, basically a 7-foot setback is required from the site from the sides of the lot, and the applicant is requesting a variance of 5 feet from this north property line in order to place a cover over the existing RV within 2 feet of the property line. The applicant has stated that if the cover and the RV were to be relocated by 5 feet to the south, which would allow for compliance with the setback requirements, basically access would be blocked to the storage shed containing the applicant's golf cart. And, of course, earlier you had read the statutory requirements for approval. And in summary, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First off, approval. This would be an approval of a setback variance of 5 feet from the north property line. They would have to comply with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days of approval, or this decision shall expire. We put together a brief video here, some brief video footage of the property in question. Let's see. This is the lot in question, and really, it'll show it here in a second. This is the south side of the property. The area back in here is the shed where the golf cart is stored. Essentially, it's my understanding that that the applicant's proposing to put a is requesting a variance on this side, on this north side, here of about 5 feet. We wanted to kind of pan around the area. I did want to point out this area here. We had gotten some complaints that that there was possibly a business being run. When we talked to the gentleman, he was doing some landscaping, is what he had informed us on site. This is another shot, basically, this is basically the property line here, and this cover, of course, would go right over the RV in question. And I think we're getting pretty close.
Thank you. Bonnie, Bonita, would you bring us the sign-up sheets? Thank you. With those that wish to speak tonight, please stand and I'll swear you in. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear that testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you very much. Lucinda You have the floor first.
Well, as you can see, I just want to put a shed to protect the roof of my RV. With the porch that I have that was there when I purchased the property, if I move that over the 5 feet, then I can't get into my shed. And I have all these beautiful rocks and trees, and I don't want to tear them out because that's why I bought the lot. And there are two other sheds in the neighborhood. There's one behind me and one across the street that was in the video. One of my neighbors is objecting to me having a shed because he says that I'm going to stay there permanently. Well, I'm going to stay there permanently whether I have a shed or not. So I don't think that's a real good reason. And I just am applying for the variance.
All right.
Thank you.
Any questions from board members? As I recall, did we not give an overall variance request on all these lots at one time in the village with the setbacks already smaller than the normal in order to accommodate the size of the existing lots?
I don't think all of the lots received, but a lot of them did.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Clemson, could I ask? I'm noticing in this one picture that we were given that with your extensions on the side, that they're really close to that retaining wall. How would it...
Well, the trailer's going to have to be moved over a couple feet so that it would be inside of the post of the shed.
Okay.
It has to be moved over some. According to what I understand, that you can have a trailer and have the slide out, and the slide out can come right up to the line, mm-hmm. as long as it's not permanent in the ground. So that's why I'm asking for the variance, so I can move the trailer over some and put the post in the ground.
And physically, how close to the lot line would the post be?
I didn't measure it. Maybe this far.
Okay. Would there be an eave on that?
A what?
An eave? You know, an overhang for the roof?
No, it's just going to come down a curve. Okay. And it would be right up against the post.
Okay. Gutter on that or not?
No. I haven't really got into the actual shed part yet because I didn't want to do all that until I got the variance.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Dwayne Polish? Pavlish?
Pavlish.
Maybe you come up and spell that for us.
P-A-V-L-I-S-H.
Thank you.
This lot has got plenty of room to move things over to maintain the 5 foot setback on the north property line. I see no hardship case here. For these reasons, I'm not in favor of this variance. Thank you.
All right. Any questions? Okay. Jim Spurlock.
In favor of giving her the variance for the following reasons. Directly across the street, you saw it in the video, the person's running a construction company there. This is zoned for single family dwellings. This comes backhoes and equipment, dump trucks, trailers in and out there all the time. And also, on the south side, got one of those demonstrable objection obstructions he was talking about, rock and flowers and trees over there, so she can't move south. And also in August of 2003, you gave a person a variance to build a habitable house within 5 feet of the rear setback, and the setback is supposed to be 10 feet. That is lot 56. Tell you about lot 57. I have all the paperwork here if you want to see it. There's a couple of other ones in there that have built similar to what she wants, a lean-to type, from their trailer all the way to the side property line. And no setback at all. Nothing's ever been said or done about it. I don't have any objections to it. But because these things have been done, I don't see any reason why she shouldn't get her variance.
All right. Has anybody in the homeowners association there taken the people across the road to task on the what you consider the business aspect of it?
No, in fact, they condone it.
Okay.
Hire them to do work in there.
Thank you. Any questions of anybody on the...
I have one.
David?
For Ms. Lucinda. So you are going to move the your porch and your trailer over as far as you can. And do you have any idea how... Because there is some space between the porch and your shed. Do you have any idea how far over you're going to move it as far as you can? Or is it 2 feet, 3 feet?
I don't know exactly, but I'm going to move it over right to the edge of the shed so I can get my golf cart in and out. So...
Okay, thanks.
And do we have the existing variance that's allowed on that? Is that still 7 foot? And we reduce that from 7 foot down on most of those lots?
I'm not aware of a variance on that specific lot. I'll be completely honest with you. I didn't pull the file for the previous variance to determine what lots that encompassed.
Further comments?
How wide is your mobile with the extensions? There a porch with attached to that?
No, the porch is not attached.
Okay, and how wide is that porch?
About 8 feet.
Okay, so we've got 11 and 8 feet. So that's just short, roughly 20 feet.
Yeah. Let's see, half of my lot has trees and
I'd be real curious to see what that distance is between the porch and the edge of the shed there.
Yeah.
Because even with the door there, you could probably gain another foot or so of, and maybe by pouring a little bit of a swell to it, still be operable and get fairly close to being. It's 3 foot or 4 foot, then know that what we're asking. We're asking for a zero lot line now. Is that what?
My understanding of the request was that she was requesting a 5 foot variance, And so that would basically leave the structure 2 foot from the property line.
And that's after she moves it over?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We'll close them for general purposes now, and then the board will go into its discussion and hopefully for a motion to be made regarding this.
We can.
Anybody have
I'm going to make a motion to approve the variance. I don't know how to phrase it, though. Would it be considered a demonstrable hardship? Because we don't want her having to tear out her whole yard, bushes and shrubs. I mean, wouldn't that be undue?
That's a mere grant of a privilege, I think, the way the statutes read, because the width is there in spite of the other garden items and trees and shrubs that are there. Okay. It's more of a grant of a privilege than anything else, in my opinion.
If there was a variance request approved, would that set a precedence?
It doesn't take a precedent. Whatever we decide does not set a precedent at all.
So, okay.
Everything stands on its individual merits.
Plus, I think I heard it was a back lot variance rather than a side.
It wasn't side. It was the, yeah.
You still want to make the motion?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the variance request.
And is a particular number of feet that we're going to allow the variance request to? She's asking for a variance of 5 feet. Is that specifically enough for your motion?
Yes, it is, actually.
Okay. Since we have a motion made, is there a second to the motion? Hearing none, the motion fails. I'll entertain another motion.
Making a motion to deny.
Motion been made to deny the request by Tom. We need a second.
Second.
Second by Bob. Any further discussion? Hearing none, call for the vote then. Tom, how would you vote?
To deny.
Bob, how would you vote?
To deny.
David, how would you vote?
To approve.
And the chairman votes as a denial. Even if I voted in favor, it still takes 3 favorable votes to cast a favorable decision. So the motion has been denied. Thank you. Next case is 11.01 Redbud Shore.
This is a public hearing for the Redbud Shore Condo Association, located at 1573 Lakeshore Drive in the Branson Township, Section 28, Township 23, Range 21. The request, the applicant, the Redbud Shore Condo Association, is requesting a variance from Table 1, which is the setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicant is requesting a variance of 2 feet from the south property line and a variance of 15 feet from the front property line along the Lakeshore Drive in order to construct a carport structure over the southernmost portion of the existing parking lot. The history on this: on June 19th, 2006, the Taney County Planning Commission approved Division 3 permit number 0634, authorizing the construction of a condominium building with 32 dwelling units on 1.6 acres, as shown on the beacon here. The subject property is a total of 1.59 acres, with 0.6 acres being utilized as the Redbud Shores Condo Building 1 parking lot, which is held as common property by the Redbud Shores Condo Association. The property fronts on Lakeshore Drive, which is a county road with a 40-foot right-of-way. In review, this 0.6-acre site consists of an existing paved parking lot for Building 1 of the Redbud Shore Estates Condominium. Per the provisions of Table 1 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, a 7-foot setback is required from the sides of the lot, and a 25-foot setback is required from the front property line. The applicant is requesting a variance of 5 feet from the south property line and a variance of 15 feet from the front property line, along Lakeshore Drive, in order to construct a 9-space carport structure over a portion of the existing parking lot. The applicant has stated that the proposed carport will be 10 feet from the front property line at its closest point and 5 feet from the southern property line. I wanted to go ahead and present some plats of the property in question. I just thought it might make it a little easier to see, especially this next one. It's my understanding there's a retaining wall along this side and then also along the front of the property along Lakeshore Drive. It is my understanding that the applicant's proposing basically to construct a carport to go over these existing parking spaces here. There's currently 10 spaces, and I think with the structure here, basically they would have room for nine parking spaces. And of course, we just wanted to emphasize the statutory requirements of approval. In summary, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First of all, it would be an approval of a setback variance of 5 feet from the south property line and also a variance of 15 feet from the front property line along Lakeshore Drive. Secondly, we would have to have compliance with all of the other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And thirdly, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. One of the things, I guess, before I start the video on this, I wasn't sure if we had do we have the applicant present tonight? Okay. I apologize. I didn't. Okay. Didn't. And let's see. And this is the building number 1. Going a little fast here. I think I come back in here in a second, but just kind of wanted to pan around the area and show what the adjacent properties consist of. Wasn't the best videographer here, but basically the area in question, here's the retaining wall that I was speaking of earlier. It's my understanding that this structure would basically cover these parking spaces here. It would be, I believe, within this retaining wall is also the property line along that side.
All right. And who's representing the Redbud Shores?
I come in late to just sign in. Ray Jernak. I'm the secretary of the HOA.
How do you spell your last name, Ray?
J-U-R-I-N-J-A-K.
Will you come to the podium and I'll swear you in?
Absolutely.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Enlighten us any further?
Oh,
hopefully, did a good job. The fence line up on top of that where the is actually the property line, and it sits about a foot behind the first retaining wall, and there's another retaining wall, so that's why we're only requesting that short distance on the south side. On the side towards the driveway or the road, that's a solid wall across there about halfway the distance. So if you look at the two parking spots there, about halfway down is a solid wall. So all we're doing basically is coming inside of the existing wall and putting up a 412 structure.
I've got a pointer hidden up underneath. There it is.
All right. Thank you. That's the way to get to work. And from about right here back to here is a solid wall that you saw in the video. This fence line right here is the property line, this line, and then here is the first wall, and here's the second wall. So what we're planning to do is a 412, 512 pitch standard unit that would cover this area here and in carports. We'd have 9 units, there's presently 10. That's for the program.
Are the other car parking areas all open?
Yes, they would remain open.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is this the same plat that was approved by the P&Z?
Yes, yes.
And the retaining wall was approved within?
Yeah, it was built when everything.
Did you have to get a variance for that retaining wall?
I have no idea, sir.
It's a permanent structure.
We basically.
I don't think there was a variance for
the property about a year and a half ago from the bank, Branson Bank. It was turned back over to them. We've been trying to grab something as far as plans to find out, you know, what was where and all that kind of stuff, but haven't been successful in doing so. But we do have this part.
So would there be any infringement now over that existing wall towards Lakeshore Drive?
No, not over the wall towards Lakeshore Drive. We would not. We would put a gutter over the south side so that the water wouldn't come in between the two existing walls. We would run it out into the lake.
I see, okay. David?
So is the retaining, when we were looking at that retaining wall, south? The fence above it?
Oh, okay. That's this one right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right here.
Double stacked wall.
Uh-huh. Right. It goes back. Yeah. So the back edge of the carport.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it how far off that retaining wall is going to be? Is it going to be right up against it? Is it going to be length away? Or,
basically,
and it's going
to
be.
We'd like to overhang that wall because there's about this much room between the two walls, about a foot. And we're trying to keep as much water out between there so it won't take that wall out. So we would overhang that, put a gutter down that would take the rainwater off of the shed and take it out to the lake.
But it'll still be below the fence line.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That fence line here is about 22 feet. It's way up there.
If I'm looking at this right, on the roadside,
yes, sir, right.
Your parking lot is below the road?
Yes.
Is it recessed in?
That's
about right. How far is it below the road?
10 feet, maybe. My truck, that was my truck you saw there. It's above that, yeah.
And the road is?
On the other side.
On the other side of it, is it above your fence or about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And which parking spot would be eliminated?
Actually, these 10 here, we would make 9. There's only 12 units here. We have these parking lots and these. This here may come off on an angle. It actually is on an angle now rather than a square because this distance wouldn't allow two cars going back to back. So they actually are coming on an angle. Yeah, but these here would be the nine. There would be nine.
So you're going to just make them wider?
Yes, it would be 10 foot wide instead of nine.
Okay.
How many parking spots would you be down to then for total?
I don't know exactly. I think right now we got about 27 or so. We're going to drop. Actually, we're going to drop two because this one right here, when you come across with that, there'll be a post here and that probably will be eliminated. So we'll probably drop two. We'll probably go down to 25 or 27. You can count them there. I don't have.
Oh, and
how many total units do you have then?
12.
12?
Yeah.
So 2.5.
Yeah.
Is it 1.5?
1.5.
Yeah. There are 5 permanent residents and 7 that are in and out, temporary.
I'm almost positive there had to be a variance granted at the time when they put that retaining wall in within the setback.
We don't permit retaining walls. So they wouldn't have had to permit. All they need to do is stay on the property. So there wouldn't need to be a variance.
Yeah, unless it's an easement. I mean, yeah. A permit structure, that's true. Yeah. It wouldn't have been an administrative
jam. Yeah, it does.
Don, did you say requirement? 1.5 per unit?
Yeah, I believe, yeah.
That's probably the code. So they got plenty.
I don't know.
Got your code book?
No, it should be down there.
That's all right.
I was going to say,
they've got 25.
If they the resource center is down at 7.
We probably have 2 right now.
Yeah, there's 27 or 28 there right now.
Well, if anybody ran off the wall of the road now, they hit the wall, wouldn't they?
Yeah. And they hit the wall and...
So now they can hit the wall and drive up the roof and then off the roof.
There's a big gully between the lake or the road and the wall. A pretty good-sized ditch. Yeah.
And you're correct. For the provisions of the code, it would be... 1.5 spaces per two-bedroom dwelling unit with a half space added for a lockout bedroom and a half space added for each additional bedroom.
A half space.
If you get it to 3 bedrooms, you need 2 parking spots.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are they all two-bedroom units?
No, we have 3 two-bedroom and the rest are two-bedroom. Three-bedroom and two-bedroom.
All right. Anybody have any further questions at all?
You have those pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right down in your neck of the woods.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care.
You should have given us the report.
No, I don't get to go down that far. I'm not allowed to go past the crosswalk for Kennecott.
Great camp.
Yeah, the golf course is just across the street from me.
Oh.
I hear all Saturday night activity and the Friday night activity. I haven't found a golf ball yet, though. That's discouraging.
Okay. I'll close the meeting for public input anyway and ask for a discussion or comment or a motion regarding this variance request consisting of 15 feet off of the front of Lakeshore Drive and 2 feet off of the south property line, which are both retaining walls.
So we're going 2 feet on the south, 2 feet from the property line, if we're asking for a 5-foot variance.
We're asking for...
The way it's requested is...
5-foot variance. 5 feet from the north of the property line.
You're both saying the same thing.
Yeah.
You're getting down in 2 feet to the left.
Yeah. Sorry.
Get my math right.
Somebody has to.
And from the front.
front, they're going to be 25, is that it?
That'll be 15.
15. See, what do we do with kind
of... They're wanting 10 feet variance off of the front.
What did we do with Kanakuk when they wanted to...
It's right at the same thing. Well, in fact, I'm sure it was 10 foot.
I don't recall myself.
If I'm memorized.
Yeah.
It was sounding close to that anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve.
All right.
Second.
A motion been made and seconded to approve the request of the variance. Any further discussion? Call for the vote then. Tom, how would
to
you
vote? To approve.
Bob, how would you?
To approve.
To approve. David?
I approve.
And the chairman would approve also. So you do have your variance request.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Benita probably be in touch with you, or you need to get in touch with her as far as the paperwork is concerned.
I'll send you a letter.
Thank you. Have a good day.
It's nighttime.
Next item on the agenda would be the minutes of the last meeting, which was way back in January.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as typed up.
All right.
Seconded.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Minutes are approved. Any old or new business for the good of the cause?
No.
Nope.
No payday for June?
Man, that's killing
this gig. This gig. You have to look for a new gig. County's really cutting back on it.
And has there been any word about the replacement for county attorney at this point?
I really haven't heard any news at this
Bob
point.
Bob Olson resigned.
What rock you been under?
A deep one, I guess.
Yeah. And he, I think he volunteered to stay on for 6 months, but the commission nixed that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Benita probably knows more than what she would like to expound on at this time.
She knows nothing.
She knows
like Chelsea.
And so, how is the office working with the limited staff? For the record,
the staff
or the limitations of the staff.
We have been pretty busy with the, especially with the current flooding, trying to get out and assess all the flooding properties.
Yeah.
Well, as the planning administrator in the floodplain ordinance, I also act as the floodplain manager.
Oh, okay.
So.
Seems stranded doing research on that.
They have told us that the county commission has indicated that they're going to allow us to hire an inspector. I don't know what time frame at this point. I'm hoping fairly quickly.
Would that be a choice of your selection with their approval, or?
That's what they've indicated early on. They haven't.
Okay. Part-time position or a temporary position, or you try to turn it into full-time?
We're hopeful that it'll be a full-time. Yes.
Is he not still available?
Probably not now.
Okay.
So this is a temporary full-time position?
Yeah.
Okay. I hear a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Yeah, second.
Second.